Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few inspirational moments with C. Melita Webb. Today, I initially was going to talk to you about some of the attacks that have been thrown at Americans of Asian descent. And then I saw part of a video. I more so heard the interaction than I could actually see it because I keep a lot of the color out on my screen and the light out until I actually want to look for something or need to use it for something. And as I was listening, a gentleman who I don't know was trying to film perhaps a YouTube video, because he mentioned that he had a lot of followers and that he was famous. I am past the rap stage, so I don't know who is in charge, who is being listened to. I just don't. I came up around the time that Sugar Hill Gang was, what they say, popping, and kind of stuck with them most of the way. So today's thought was, you know, how are we feeding into and worsening the conditions that we really don't want to live in? And I got that as I was listening to this gentleman who I think might have been of Asian descent. You know, he looked like he was, and I don't mean to be, putting out stereotypes or anything like that. That's not my intent. But in order for me to discuss it as it is, I need to bring that fact in. Now, you know, I had seen this, you know, woman who was on a bus, and she got off a bus, took a step or two toward this man who looked to me like he was innocent, doing nothing. I think he might have been standing still. Perhaps they didn't have enough seats. I usually contact my son, and he tells me what's going on in a video. And this one I didn't bother him with, but it looked like he was just standing there innocently. And she was getting ready to get off her step, and she off her stop, and she took advantage of the opportunity to spit in his face and attempt to run away. And I was sitting here just appalled. Now, I don't know if that happened in America or where it happened at. I'm thinking it was America because I didn't hear any other dialects in the background. And I apologize. I can only see what I can see. And I thank God for that. My point is that when people are turned against each other, they lose the ability to see what's coming toward them. And so, you know, it was kind of like how things were done with the coloring system in slavery and after slavery. You know, they were able to turn people of darker color against people of lighter color and make them think that the other one thought they were better. It's kind of like a manipulation, a mental manipulation that people get involved with and don't even realize that they are actually are participating in. And that's what I saw, or what I thought of, as I listened to this interaction of this gentleman. Now, the one gentleman was saying, you know, I could lay you out. And I thought, from a standpoint of him being upset, angry, that he did a fairly good job of keeping his wits about him. The gentleman who brought in color and said this was a end-free zone, you know, it just doesn't have an appeal to anyone other than the people that would be targeting him too. So I'm listening to him and I'm going, do you really find that to be in your best interest? Personally, I don't see how it is. You know, now it's possible that someone had been picking on him that day, but he looked like a grown man, which means he should have been better able to control his response. And realistically, I just don't see, you know, spewing hate on someone who's done nothing to you other than walked in your proximity. You know, it's interesting. So my initial conversation for you was going to be about, you know, thinking through our actions. And my thought, it made me reminisce how I have been treated. And I know that sometimes my trigger point is definitely children. Anytime a child is hurt, seniors, and racism. That is truly my trigger point. And I think it's because no one talks about how deeply the trigger is when you are constantly bombarded with negativity. And it's tiring, on a level that I really can't explain to someone who's never been through it. And, you know, I just wonder, what are our true intentions? Now, this young lady, the gentleman who was spit upon on the bus, ran behind her, pushed her once. People on the bus were saying, hey, hey. And then he pushed her again. Now, the second time he pushed her, I believe she hit her knees, she skinned up her knees or whatever. But, you know, I don't think that anyone has the right to, you know, shove someone and hide their hand, meaning that she should not have spit upon him, you know. That is just nasty. It's nasty, it's unsanitary, and it's vile, you know. I kind of think that people who walk on two legs tend to be humanoid, right? But when you change your activity to become despicable and to get nasty and down in a gutter and just do, you know, vindictive things and mean and nasty things to people who haven't hurt, done anything to you, I don't understand it. You know, it's kind of like, maybe I need to get a sociology degree, because there's so much going on in America right now that just goes over my head, under my feet, and out the window. I just don't comprehend it. But the problem is that it's just continuing to go on. Now, I think the idea of taping these people is phenomenal, because people love to deny and say they didn't do it. It wasn't me. I don't know what you're talking about. I think it forces people to stop and to think before they get worse in their actions, right? But if someone thinks that they're going to be applauded for their actions, or like the couple of times we saw people who actually called out to number 45 when they were doing their dirty work and said he was going to help them, you know, that was just kind of weird. And, you know, people who don't know you aren't going to come to help you in most cases, no matter what you do, if they know that they might end up in jail. I mean, I'm just thinking that that's the truth. Personally, you know, when I see behavior like that, or when I was out and able to see behavior that concerned me like that, I generally try to interject and, you know, separate people, or, you know, say, hey, you know, that really is not something you need to do. Now, the problem with that today in today's society is that we're seeing a lot of what we would call good Samaritans being injured, hurt, or killed because their heart is just so big. And, you know, we've got to find a way to ask ourselves who we are and who we want to be at the end of the day. You know, we've got to be able to look at it and say, is this who we want to be? Is this how we want to represent ourselves, our family, and God? You know, and not everybody that listens to me is on the same thought process that I am about, you know, supporting God and helping people. And that's fine. But I do want to ask you what your thought is about, you know, being nasty. I think that we can still agree that some things should not be done. You know, the gentleman who was spit upon should have never been spit upon. And the young lady, had she not spit on him, would not have needed to have someone come to her rescue. You know, and the interesting thing about these people who are then playing the victim that they've been so wrong, and losing their, you know, their apartments, their house, their jobs behind some of the egregious things that they're doing. It's like people all of a sudden forget what started the problem and what became the spiral because of their choices and their behavior. Now, I don't think you automatically get a better soul or a better heart when you lose your job. I think you may stop and think about what you did and realize that you can't just do whatever you want to do to anybody because that's what you choose, right? So I don't buy the false apologies. You know, these people are grown, they're adults, they've lived their life for, you know, however many years they've been alive, and that's just going to be who they are. And so my goal is not to worry about them, but to, you know, keep myself in a good frame of mind. And I think that, you know, the gentleman who, the Asian gentleman who was telling the black man that he had an in-free zone and he wanted him away from there, you know, I didn't understand how he brought, you know, race into the conversation and why that was the forefront of his mind. Because, you know, Japanese have been persecuted since World War II. And, you know, they spent time in internment camps and a lot of their property was seized and they weren't treated the best. And so, you know, just because you now are in a different position doesn't mean you should forget your history. And so I would just like to say that no one needs to do nasty things to try to make a point. No one needs to say vile names, or, you know, nasty, name calling to someone, because they're looking for power. I just don't get it. So I would just caution you and ask you to think clearly about what it is you want to portray for the next generation. And if you've done something wrong, apologize to whoever it is that you've hurt and make a better choice next time. So I'm going to wish you well. I pray that you have a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a restful evening of peace. Be well.